KEXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Welcome back to the show. 33 for the high today. We got a message from Tracy, who weighed in for Parental Confidential and says, good morning, Moose and Breeze.
Good morning.
I do love your parental segment. I heard the one yesterday about the mom struggling to set boundaries with her own mom, and I thought I would write in about my struggle to see what others had to say. I have a four-year-old son who has entered the hitting phase. Yes, of course. He goes into these tantrums where he just hits me over and over again. And I try and remove myself from the situation. He follows me to continue to hit me. I try timeouts, but he just starts bashing the door or closet door to the point where I feel I have to intervene or he will break something.
Right.
I'm honestly starting to resent him big time. Since birth, he has been very high needs, very, very attached to me, very clingy, and always wanting me and my attention. He's an angel for all caregivers, especially at school, and I know I'm his safe space, so he saves his worst behavior from me. But I honestly cannot handle it anymore. I do positive reinforcement with rewards for good behavior. I give a warning and then time out for bad behavior. It's so hard to stay calm when he is hitting me, and the advice is always remove yourself from the situation if you can't stay calm.
Mm-hmm.
But I physically can't because he will chase me. If I close myself away in a room, he bangs on the door. I just feel so lost. All the gentle parenting advice, honestly, makes me laugh because he's so strong-willed. It does not work for us. Like holding his hand when he tries to hit just enrages him more. Can anyone offer any help on where to go with an aggressive child who is physically abusive? I'm out of ideas, but most of all, I'm exhausted. Thank you.
Yeah, that sounds rough. That sounds really rough.
Makes you want to go pop out a kid.
Right. We're not parents, but honestly,
we have hit people.
Fully. Disengage. Like, walk away from him. Lock yourself in a room. See ya.
Well, she just explained all that. That's clearly not working. And he's also afraid that he's going to break something because as soon as she locks herself in a room, that's it. He's banging on those doors like you wouldn't believe. So what's the next step here? What do you do?
Get in your car and drive off.
252-9800. Right. You leave him at home. Right. You leave him. You're going to be a great mom. I can feel it.
See ya.
I used to get into these temper tantrums when I was a little kid, and I remember them just allowing me to do it to the point where I became so exhausted, I just fall asleep.
Yeah.
It's draining.
It's one way to tire yourself out.
Yeah.
Crying and screaming and kicking, it's throwing your body around. It is quite draining. Very much so.
A lot of people weighing in here, they could feel Tracy's frustration. Right off the bat here, a lot of parents, 585-252-9800, if you have advice for our girl Tracy here, what would you do in this situation where you have a child who will not stop hitting you or has tantrums like you wouldn't believe, and you're just at a loss here? It sounds like she's in a corner. She has no idea where to go from here. We have a text coming in from Julie who says, I'm no expert, you guys, but my thought is maybe let go of doing timeouts. It doesn't seem to stop him or prevent the tantrums from what you describe. I feel like that's creating a power struggle you don't need to engage in. It's also not a natural consequence, and it sounds like he's not connecting the punishment to his destructive actions. So get rid of the timeouts.
Yeah. This person says, spank his ass and show him who's boss. So, this person says, Send the crotch goblin to Murray and get him scared straight.
Now, who is the crotch goblin?
The child.
Is that what they call him?
That's what this person calls children. Crotch goblins. Always has. Always will.
We love the professionals that weigh in on the show.
True.
Ashley says, kids like this need to be taught coping and calming strategies. When they become out of control, it's important to help them calm down and use breathing techniques always. It's important to use breathing techniques. Always seem to work with my daughter. Here's another guy. Enough with the gentle parenting. Clearly it doesn't work.
Yeah.
She's picked up on the fact that it doesn't work. It's time to show this kid who's boss.
It's not working.
No, it's not.
So I guess spanking like isn't a thing anymore, even though.
Well, for some.
This person says, walk away, which may allow him to break something, and maybe he'll realize his actions have consequences. Smashes his iPad on the ground. Well, I'm not getting a new iPad, so see ya. This person says it's not okay to hit. He can hit a pillow or something soft. My son and I practice deep breaths when nobody is upset. So over time, he'll know how to calm himself down without me holding his hand the first time he gets angry. Let him know as soon as he stops trying to hit, he will be rewarded for that.
I'm trying to picture my dad coming home from a very long day dealing with three boys, my mom at home. She's going crazy because we drove her nuts, and my dad walking in and saying, let's try breathing techniques. My dad. Yeah, okay. No. Yeah, that's going to happen. Rich says, this sounds a bit like my toddler. Very strong-willed, wild tantrums, hitting, pulling hair, screaming. When people say hug, hold them during a tantrum, and acknowledge his feelings, I'm like, yeah, that's cool, but doesn't work over here.
Right.
I firmly hold his wrist and tell him to stop hitting. I sometimes put his favorite toys, cars away as a consequence. And yes, he'll get more angry in the moment. But I do see him understanding that there is a consequence. So I'm always trying to stay consistent with that. Mm-hmm. What are the consequences for him doing this? I haven't heard any.
Well, ruining his things. If he's smashing and breaking things, could be his own thing. Throws his iPad on the ground. That smashes in half. Now you don't have an iPad. Sorry, kiddo. This person says, gentle parenting is for gentle children. Popping them, oh my God, is not abuse for wrong behavior. Okay.
Sometimes they just need a little, that's all. Let's go to Alexandra. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What are the consequences here?
I believe the gentle parenting is for gentle kids.
Yeah.
If I have a two-year-old and she does not care about anything, and a spanking, one spank, is not abuse.
Right. No, I agree.
Period.
You can spank your kids, and that doesn't mean you're abusing them. There's levels to it. So when you have a kid who does not care, they need consequences. And sometimes the consequences of putting them on timeout is not enough.
No, sometimes you got to put the fear in them.
Yes. So
correct.
I believe that, you know, if you have a four-year-old where you sit down, you have a conversation with them, you remove yourself from the situation and put them on timeout, and the child's still behaving the way that they're behaving, you need to take a step back and realize that this gentle parenting stuff is not working for you, and you need to spank them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it does work for some parents, for their kids, yeah. but not... There are some kids that are just so strong-willed and stubborn where
they're not gonna
you're
do
running
it.
Out of ideas. Right. And you said you have a two-year-old. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. How do they react to the discipline that you give them?
So she's still on diapers, so I pop her where the diaper is. So she doesn't really feel it, but the action of her getting popped, she's like, okay, I'm doing something wrong. And she usually just stops. She understands that she's doing something wrong, and the behavior completely switched.
Right, of course.
So sometimes you just need to, you know, show them, hey, I am your parent. I'm not your friend.
I'm the boss.
Not your classmate. And you need to understand that what I say, it goes, and it's because of your own good.
Right, right.
Yeah, and listen, there's a difference, and we've had this conversation on the show a handful of times. There's a difference between getting a little spank and abuse. Mm-hmm. You know, I was 8 years old. I went to school with kids who were getting whipped with the end of a vacuum cleaner cord. Yeah, that's abuse.
Exactly.
You know, there's a difference.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's a tough scene. You know, when you're leaving bruises.
That's a tough scene.
Yeah, people are going to start asking some questions. But when you discipline your kid in a way that, hey, you give them a little spank when they deserve it, it just teaches mm-hmm. them, like, hey, if you're scared of that, there's more to come if you keep doing what you're doing.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Stacy says, please read Hunt, Gather, Parent. This book is an absolute game changer. Ask, what would a big kid do? Model, practice, acknowledge. Don't force, don't coerce, don't demand or yell. This is an amazing book. Simple actions and gentle touches are more effective than meeting tantrums with pure anger. All right, that's
I don't love that we were calling spanking popping, but that's yeah. Fine,
well, you know, it's I like it actually.
This person said, "We'll leave it with this." I had my ass cracked and soap in my mouth, and I'm fine for the most part. There is a lot between discipline and abuse, and it should be very obvious that line not to cross it. And then a former CPS worker weighing in: it's acceptable to spank when it's open-handed on the bottom over clothes, never using objects, or leaving lasting marks.
Yeah, you're not hitting the kid with a closed fist. I mean, come on now.
That's not spanking. That's punching.
Right. That's a Mike Tyson move. Stacy, thank you for the suggestion. Please read Hunt, Gather, Parent, if that's something you're interested in getting. It is on Amazon, Tracy. Thank you for the message. Thanks, everyone, for calling in and weighing in on this parental this morning. We'll do another one tomorrow morning. On PXY. PXY mornings, Moose Breezy, 33 for the high today. Maybe some of you have heard, maybe some of you have not, but there's been quite a few break-ins in our city. There has been vandalism that's been taking place, our cars included, but dozens of neighbors attended a public hearing at the Emmanuel Baptist Church. Neighbors feel targeted, and they're trying to actively seek solutions due to the surge in vandalism and car break-ins. And according to Rochester Police, the city experienced at least 69 car break-ins during January, just last month alone.
They want a little bit more from Mayor Malik Evans than I'm really disappointed.
No, there's
really
definitely
disappointing.
A wave of disappointment. Most of those break-ins occurred right near Park Avenue. One neighbor said last summer, people across the street, there was a lot of windows smashed. My car was in my driveway, fortunately. It was not smashed, but this year, it's a completely different story. It don't matter where you're parked. If you live in the city, more than likely, it's the inevitable that your car might be vandalized. And the issue extends beyond crime. We're talking homelessness. There's a lot of mental health challenges in the city.
They're not even taking anything.
No, and that seems to be the case. It doesn't even seem to be theft at this point. It's just vandalism. But like I said, it's about having constructive conversations. It's about looking for solutions. And city council member noted that the event brought together police, city staff, human services, homeless advocates to discuss potential solutions. And the Rochester Police Department's David Smith said, you know, I've deployed a significant amount of manpower resources, both plain clothes and uniformed officers. We're trying to use cameras, we're trying to use license plate readers and other technology to help. But the RPD has assigned detectives to investigate the break-ins and urges affected residents to call 911. Because even last month, if you call 911, they forward you to 311.
Right.
It's not an emergency. Now they're saying they will come out, they're going to take a report and show up to the scene and see how they can help. But something has to be done.
Immediately.
And they do urge people. I know we spoke even yesterday to Sarah Wesley, who's a criminal defense attorney in Rochester. They really urge people not to take matters into their own hands. Most of the time, these repeat offenders who are doing this over and over again, most likely they're armed. So call 911.
Don't love that.
All right. It's time for everyone's favorite game in the Rock. Can't beat Breezy. We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. This is to win a pair of tickets to go see Titanic live at Kodak Hall at Eastman Theater. This is for Friday, February 21st, which, like I said, it is a Friday night, so I hope you guys can make it. For times and info, you can visit eastmantheater.org, but Breezy currently holds the record of 6 wins and 5 losses.
Insane.
For 2025.
Insane that I'm leading right now.
Can't Beat Breezy is coming up next on the show. We need caller 8. Good luck.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't Beat Breezy!
We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to go see Titanic live at Kodak Hall at Eastman Theater. This is for February 21st, which is a Friday night. Let's go to the phone.
How are they going to do this?
What's that?
How are they going to do this live on stage with a boat and an iceberg?
That's a great question. Who do we got here?
This person says, don't be breezy. She might steal your identity. All right. Chill with the identity theft. What is happening? Hello?
All right. Let's go to the phones. Peaks White, who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, I have good news for you, brother. You're caller 8!
Hey! Let's go!
Mark, talk some trash to Breezy real quick before we go on. Just don't swear, okay? But talk some serious trash. Tell her that her parents don't love her.
Oh,
my goodness. You're too much. Yeah, your literally. Parents don't love you.
All right, okay, that's perfect.
That's your monster. All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Following directions.
Okay, Mark, we're going to go to question one. The rules are simple. You got 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie, Breezy, with Breezy, you automatically get the win, okay? Let's go to question number one. Mark, what kind of dog is Scooby-Doo?
Oh, my goodness. A Doberman Pinscher?
All right. A Doberman Pinscher. It's not a bad answer. Let's go to question number two. Who gave the U.S. the Statue of Liberty?
France.
Going with France. All right, Mark, question number three, buddy. What is the name of the pipe which takes waste out of your vehicle engine?
Oh, we're going to have to go with exhaust.
Going with exhaust. All right, final answer? Final answer.
Final answer. Yep. Okay, Regis.
Mark, question number four, which bone are babies born without?
Oh, my goodness.
A bone that babies are born without. 5 seconds on the clock. Go.
Let's go with the tailbone.
Going with the tailbone. All right. And then, Mark, question number five, buddy. What is the name of Jack in the Box's mascot? Jack in the Box, what is the name of their mascot?
Foxy?
All right, we're going with Boxy, brother. Okay, let's bring Breezy back in the room. We're going to tally these up. Come on in, Breeze. All right, our boy Mark, absolutely on fire this morning. Let's take a look at where we're at. Mark, you have a total of 2 out of 5.
All right.
All right, let's get ready.
It's not great, buddy. It's not great.
Well, given your track record.
Who put this guy on air?
Touche. All right, Mark, sit tight, buddy. We're going to question one. Breezy, what kind of dog is Scooby-Doo?
He's a nice dog.
What kind of dog?
Like the brand?
Yes, the brand.
The breed?
Yes.
I don't know anything about dogs. I don't know. A brown hound?
A brown hound, yes.
Right.
All right, we're going with brown hound. All right, question number two. Breezy, who gave the U.S. the Statue of Liberty? What country? It was a gift from whom?
I think it was a gift from France.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right, Breezy is going with France. Question number three. Breezy, what is the name of the pipe which takes waste out of your vehicle engine?
Waste. No, there's no waste. Your car's not going to the bathroom.
Kind of is.
The exhaust? I don't know.
Is that your final answer?
I guess.
All right, we're going with the exhaust.
I have no idea what's happening.
Breezy, question number four. Which bone are babies born without? Pretty obvious. Two seconds.
Femur? I don't know.
All right.
I have no idea. These are dumb questions, by the way.
They're actually pretty good. All right, let's go to number five. Breezy, this is a tough one.
Shut it, Craig, or whatever your name is.
Oh, that's...
Mark. That's, sorry, Mark.
That's actually Mark. What? Breezy, what is the name of Jack in the Box's mascot?
What? Jack? I don't know. It's Jack. I have no idea.
All right.
What is happening?
All right, let's go over back to Mark. Hey, Mark, we're going to add these up, buddy. Okay.
Why don't we go over the answers this time?
All right, listen. What is the name of Scooby-Doo? What kind of dog is he? He is a Great Dane. A Great Dane is the correct answer. He's not a brown cow, whatever Breezy said. You got that one wrong too, Mark.
Who what did gave... Mark say?
Mark, what did you say, bud?
Oh, you don't even want to know.
Okay.
Doberman Pinscher.
He goes, Bichon Frise. Okay, keep going.
Both of you are correct. France was responsible for gifting the U.S. the Statue of Liberty. What is the name of the pipe which takes waste out of your vehicle engine? Yes, it is the exhaust. Both of you got that correct.
This is T.
Question number four. Which bone are babies born without? The correct answer is kneecap. Mark said tailbone. Breezy said femur. And the last question.
Breezy was closer.
I was closer.
She was. What is the name of Jack in the Box's mascot? You said, Mark, you said Bo.
I said Boxy.
Yeah, you said Boxy. The correct answer was, I guess it would only make sense, Jack. That means yeah. Breezy got it! Oh. Breezy won.
That is the dumbest thing I've
ever heard. 3-2. Mark, you really put up a fight there, buddy.
Mark, you were fighting for your life, truly.
He really was. But don't worry, buddy. We're not going to let you go away empty-handed. I just need you to do one thing and say, my name is Mark from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Mark from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
That is so true. You weren't able to do it.
We love you, Mark.
Love it.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.